ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वम् ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्व निराकरणम् मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ केनेषितम् पतति प्रेषितम् मनः केन प्राणः प्रथमः प्रैति युक्तः केनेषिताम् वाचमिमाम् वदन्ति चक्षुश्रोत्रम् कवु देवो युनक्ति। श्रोत्रस्य श्रोत्रम् मनसो मनो यद् वाचोह वाचम् सवु प्राणस्य प्राणः चक्षुषश्चक्षुः। अतिमुच्य धीराः प्रेत्यास्माल्लोकात् अमृता भवन्ति। श्रोत्रस्य श्रोत्रम् मनसो मनो यद् वाचोह वाचम् सवु प्राणस्य प्राणः चक्षुषश्चक्षुः। अतिमुच्य धीराः प्रेत्यास्माल्लोकादमृता भवन्ति। We're seeing this Nibhasham. So what is that wished by whom? Mind becomes directed towards its own objects. And what is that directed by which the prana moves about? It does its functions. And what is that directed by which people speak these words? And what is that intelligent, conscious, spiritual being which connects the sense power, such as seeing power, hearing power, etc., with the respective objects? This was the question. You have understood the bhasha, we have seen, and the answer was given. That which directs the mind, the prana, and other sense powers is ear of the ear, mind of the mind, speech of the speech, prana of the prana, eye of the eye. This was the answer given. Then having the benefit also was said, the knowledge, the benefit of knowing that director also was mentioned. Having discovered that, atimuchya dhiraha asmat lokat pretya bhavanti. Atimuchya, having transcended, having left this body, dhiraha bhavanti, become wise. And after leaving this physical body, they become immortal. So this is the literal meaning of the mantra we have already seen. And here the Purapakshi asks this question. Instead of giving the direct answer, this is the director of the mind and sense organs, or until subtle aspects. And this director is endowed with these attributes. This is the one was endowed with these attributes, is the director of this subtle aspects. This is how the answer must be given. But this answer, year after year, mind of demand, etc., this answer is not appropriate. This was the Purupakshi's view. And the answer was given. We saw that. I'm just reading it quietly. Na yeshaha doshaha. Come to the Bhashyam part. Please look into it now. Na yeshaha doshaha. You saw the Purupakshi's question already. Aso evam visishtaha. See the Purupakshi's thing. Aso evam visishtaha. Shrotradi niyumte. Evam visishtaha means what? Aso. This is the director, activator. Evam visishtaha. Endowed with these attributes. And he directs, activates the hearing power, etc. This is how the answer should be given. When the answer should be given in such a way, Nanu yetad anurupam prativachanam. Shrotrasya shrotram iti. Year after year, this answer, isn't it inappropriate? Isn't it improper? Isn't it the improper action, improper question, the answer? Yetad anurupam, ananurupam prativachanam. This is inappropriate reply. For Shankar Bhagavatpada, given answer, let us read that portion. Na yeshaha doshaha. Yeshaha na doshaha. This answer is not wrong answer. This is not an inappropriate answer. There's nothing wrong in giving this answer. Okay? Na yeshaha doshaha. Why this answer is not wrong answer? Why this answer is right answer, appropriate answer? Because tasya means that directors, the director, anyata visesha anavagamat. Due to the reason of not having any attributes, due to the reason of not having any attributes, there is no other method of arriving at the director. Then he explains further. Yadihi shrotradi vyapara vyatiriktena. Svavyaparana visishtaha. Shrotradi niyokta avagamyeta. Dhatradi prayoktruvatu. See, dhatram, I said sickle. And dhatradi prayoktru means the person who makes use of this instrument such as sickle, etc. Here this one farmer is given as example. Then he is a farmer, and who is the user of the sickle? And the user of the sickle can be easily understood because he has his own action, his own activity. So, dhatradi prayoktruvatu, like the user of the sickle, here, this activator, director of the mind, etc., ears, etc., hearing power, etc., cannot be known. How this user of the sickle can be known? Because of his own action, because of his activity, this director of this sense powers, hearing power, etc., cannot be understood, cannot be known. Why? Shrotradi niyokta na, if this director or the activator of sense powers, such as hearing power, etc., can be known as though having his own specific activity, apart from, other than the functions of, other than the functions of hearing power, etc. Shrotradi vyapara vyatiriktena svavyaparana visishtaha. Shrotradi niyokta avagamyeta. If this director of this hearing power, etc., can be understood as the one having his own specific activity apart from the functions of the hearing power, etc., then like this user of the sickle, then this answer can be said to be wrong answer. Tada idam ananurupam prativachanam syat. Then we can say this answer is inappropriate answer. Natu iha shrotradinam prayokta svavyapara visishtaha. Whereas here shrotradinam prayokta, the person, the user of the sense powers, or the activator, director of the sense, the powers, such as hearing power, etc., does not have his own activity. Na svavyapara visishtaha, does not have his own specific activity, like the levitradivat adhigamyate. Shrotradinam prayokta iha tu na adhigamyate. The activator of sense powers, or the user of sense powers such as hearing power, etc., is not known to be having his own specific activity, like the user of the sickle. Lavitradivat na adhigamyate. So, shrotradinam eva tu samhatana vyaparena alochana sankalpa vyavasaya laksha adhya sankalpa vyavasaya lakshanena phala avasana lingena avagamyate. So, this activator or director of subtle powers such as hearing power, etc., is understood, avagamyate, is understood only through the indication of end result of functions of the assembled sense powers, such as hearing power, etc., in the form of alochanam, thinking, willing, determining or deciding, etc. So only through their functions, through the indication, their functions are the indications of someone else being there, because of whose presence the functions are possible. So shrotradinamevatu samhatanam. Shrotradeha samhataha. All the subtle powers are well assembled, and they have their own specific functions. So through the functions of these assembled sense powers or subtle aspects such as hearing power, etc., through the activities of these, of the aggregate of the sense powers, in the form of thinking, willing, deciding or determining, etc., and through the end result also, through that indication, this activator is understood. How? Asti hi shrotradibhi asamhataha. Shrotradibhi asamhataha asti. Remember? There is someone else distinct from the subtle aspects such as hearing power. Yet prayojana prayuktaha, who is the user, the beneficiary, who's endowed with the benefit of their functions. Shrotradi kalapaha grihadivat iti. Just as the person, just as house, etc., is there for someone else. House is not for the sake of the house. The house is built. House is for the sake of someone else. Similarly, prayojana prayukta shrotradi kalapaha. So here the user, the activator, the director of subtle powers is someone else for whose sake these functions are there. Like the house is there for someone else, another person. Samhatanam parārthatvāt avagamyate. So samhatanam parārthatvāt. Samhatanam parārthatvam means what? Parārthatvam means the assembled subtle powers, the aggregate of subtle powers, have the status of being there for someone else, other than themselves. The sense powers are not for themselves. Seeing power is not for the seeing power, or hearing power is not for the hearing power. No power is for itself. All these powers are functional for the sake of someone else. So, samhatanam parārthatvāt, as all these sense, all the subtle aspects, subtle powers, which is hearing power, etc., have the status of being there for someone else. It is understood through their functions. Avagamyate, shrotradinam prayokta. There is someone else, the user, the one who makes use of the sense or subtle aspects, or the one who activator, director, the user, the beneficiary of those sense powers, someone else is there. Tasmat, because of this reason, anurupam eva idam prativachanam. Therefore, this reply is quite appropriate. This reply is quite appropriate. What reply? Shrotrasya shrotram ityadi. This reply, shrotrasya shrotram manaso manaha yad vachoha vacham sav pranasya pranaha chakshas chakshu. This such a reply is appropriate, quite appropriate. Okay, now we understood this very well. I'll move on to the next. Now, Poor Pakshi again asks the question. Kaha punaha atra padarthaha shrotrasya shrotram ityadehe. Shrotrasya shrotram ityadehe punaha kaha padarthaha. See, padarthaha means meaning of the word, meaning of the expression. Shrotrasya shrotra shrotram ityadehe punaha kaha padartha. What is the meaning of this expression? What is the meaning of this expression? Shrotrasya shrotram, etc. What does he want to know? What is the meaning of shrotrasya shrotram? What is the meaning of chakshushaha chakshuhu? What is the meaning of mind of mind? So what is the meaning of this expression? Nahi atra shrotrasya shrotrantarena artha. Shrotrasya shrotrantarena artha. He says, ear having an ear. Shrotrasya shrotrantarena artha. Yatha prakashasya prakashantarena. See, what is the need of ear having an ear? An ear, you can say, ear does not require another ear. So there is no need of another ear. Ear does not need, does not require another ear. Therefore, ear does not need another ear. Therefore, there is no need. Like what? Yatha prakashasya prakashantarena. The light does not require another light. Light does not require another light. Even as the light does not require another light, ear does not need another ear. Therefore, what is the meaning of this expression? Now, answer is given by Shankara Bhagavatpada. Na yeshaha doshaha. No, it is not wrong. Saying ear of the ear, this answer is not wrong. I am atra padarthaha. I am here. This is the meaning of the word. Atra, here, in this context, ayam padarthaha. This is the meaning of this expression. This is the meaning of the word. And this is the significant meaning of this word. What is that? Shrotram tavat sva vishaya vyanjana samartham drishtam. Shrotram tavat sva vishaya vyanjana samartham drishtam. Shrotram drishtam. Hearing power is seen. Ear is seen. The ear is seen. Hearing power is seen. How is it seen? Seen to be capable, samartham. The hearing power is seen to be capable. Capable of what? Sva vishaya vyanjana samartham. Is capable of revealing its own respective object. Shrotram tavat, hearing power of course, is seen to be capable of bringing to light its own respective object. Shrotram tavat sva vishaya vyanjana samartham drishtam. This is how the hearing power is understood. Hearing power is seen. We don't see the hearing power through physical eyes. But hearing power is understood, seen to be revealing, seen to be bringing to light its own respective object. Sva vishaya vyanjana samartham drishtam. Okay. Now he says, and what do we know? We know very well, hearing power is also an elemental product. Hearing power is also product of subtle aspect. Not only hearing power, hearing power stands for all the subtle powers which serve as instruments of knowledge. All subtle sense powers, the powers which serve as instruments of perception, are products of sattvic aspects of elements. Elemental product. Therefore, all the subtle powers are inert. But now, how do we see them? They are functional. So he says, Tattu sva vishaya vyanjana samartyam. Sva vishaya vyanjana samartyam. That capability of revealing its own object. Capability of revealing its own, bringing to light its own respective object, of the hearing power is possible only when there is what now? Chaitanya. Only when there is a consciousness. Only when there is conscious, pure consciousness, which is distinct from this hearing power. And also, he, Atma Jyotishi, Atma Jyotishi means effulgent self, only when all Satisaptami, only when there is consciousness, the effulgent self, Nitya, eternal, Asamhate, which is distinct. So distinct, eternal, effulgent self, the consciousness. Sarvantare Sati. Sati means only when there is. Sati is locative case form of Sat. So Asat. Sati means when it is, when in its being, in its presence. If you understand this, read the whole sentence. Chaitanye hi Atma Jyotishi Nitye Asamhate Sarvantare Sati Bhavati. So, what Bhavati means, it's possible, happens. What happens? Svavishaya Vyanjana Samartyam Shrotrasya Svavishaya Vyanjana Samartyam Bhavati. Kada? When is there the capability of the hearing power revealing its own respective object? Only when there is timeless, effulgent consciousness obtaining as the innermost essence, distinct, timeless, effulgent self, the consciousness, obtaining as the innermost essence, the capability of the hearing power is there. Na asati. If the consciousness is not there, this effulgent self, the consciousness, obtaining as the innermost essence, distinct from the power, is not there. Asati. If it is not there. Na asati. If it is not there. Asati. If it is not there. Na. The hearing power cannot have its Vyanjana Samarthyam. The hearing power cannot have its capability of revealing its own respective object if there is no consciousness, the effulgent self. Iti. Ataha. Shrotrasya shrotram iti. Ityadi upapadyate. Therefore, Shrotrasya shrotram ityadi upapadyate. Therefore, this answer in the form of Shrotrasya shrotram, ear of the ear, this answer is iti upapadyate, means what? It befits here. This answer befits, is appropriate. It is possible to give this answer. Ataha shrotrasya shrotram ityadi. Thus this reply given in the form of saying ear of the ear, eye of the eye, etc. fits in here. It befits in this context. It's appropriate. Tathacha shrutyantarani. And the same answer alone. This answer implies this. This is the meaning. Okay. So shrotrasya shrotram means, or chakshushaha chakshuhu, manaso manaha, When the answer is given, what's the meaning of this expression? There is something which is distinct from, there's something else, someone else which is distinct from all these subtle powers. And that something else, what no? Definitely consciousness, this effulgent self, the consciousness. Then it's not ordinary. Timeless, eternal, effulgent self-consciousness, distinct from all these things, all these subtle powers, asamhatam, which is not integral part of this subtle powers, and which obtains as the innermost essence. Asati, if this consciousness is not there, the effulgent self, the timeless consciousness, obtaining as the innermost essence is not there. Asati, the capability on the part of the subtle powers is not possible. Na. Ataha, therefore, shrotrasya shrotram ityadi upapadyate. It is possible to, it's appropriate to give this reply. And shrotrasya shrotram, etc. Tathacha shrutyantarani. Shrutyantaram means what? Another shruti statement. But shrutyantarani, there are other statements of shruti from other Upanishads. Atmanayeva ayam jyotisha aste. Beautiful quotes from different Upanishads. All these quotes reflect the same meaning. Atmana eva jyotisha ayam aste. What does this sentence mean? Atmana jyotisha. By the light of the self alone, by the light of the effulgence of the Atma, by the effulgence of the reality implied by the term Atma alone, I am aste. This person sits. Aste means sits. This person sits only because of the light of consciousness, light of Atma. So sitting is only one action. All actions, all activities, so physical activities, and are possible because of the subtle functions, and subtle functions are possible because of the light of Atma, because of the effulgence of consciousness, because of the consciousness. Then Kathopanishad, Mundakopanishad, this mantra is very popular mantra. You all know very well, same mantra. So Kathopanishad also, the 15th mantra, second chapter of second section, and the 10th mantra, second chapter of second section, second chapter, we get the same like Mundakopanishad. In Kathopanishad and Mundakopanishad, we come across this mantra. Natatra Suryo Bhatya Chandra Tarakam. That last line is what? Tasya Bhasa Sarvamidam Vibhati. Idam Sarvam Vibhati. This entire universe shines variously only because of the light of that consciousness Atma. Tasya bhasa, bhas means light. Tasya bhasa, by the because of the effulgence of that Atma alone, by the light of consciousness alone, this entire world shines. Idam sarvam vibhati. Then other words, Taittiriya Brahmanam. From there, another quote is presented. Yena suryastapati tejasa iddaha ityadini. These are the few examples, examples from the statements taken from other Upanishads. Yena tejasa iddaha suryaha tapati. Yena tejasa iddaha suryaha tapati. Suryaha tapati, sun shines, iddaha, kindled by whose effulgence. Kindled by, iddaha means kindled. Kindled by whose effulgence, whose consciousness, whose power. Suryaha tapati, sun shines. Ityadini. These are the quotes. The quotes such as these. Shrutyantara, ityadini shrutyantarani. So other statements of Shruti from different Upanishads, such as these, ityadi such as these, also reveal the same fact. Is all subtle powers, all subtle aspects are inert material products, but we see them functioning. They're all functional, which means the capability of their functioning in terms of revealing, bringing to light their own respective objects, etc., is possible only when they are backed by, only when there is distinct, timeless, effulgent self-consciousness obtained as the innermost essence. Otherwise, it is not possible. This is what is the meaning of this sentence. Understand now? This is the meaning of this word. This is the meaning of these words. Shrotrasya shrotram. Eye of the eye, ear of the ear means this is what is the meaning. Now, not only from the Upanishads, Shruti, Bhagavad Pada also presents some quotes from Smriti Grantha Bhagavad Gita. Yada dityagatam tejo jagat bhasayate khilam. Yada dityagatam tejo jagat bhasayate khilam. Yad tejaha, yat tejaha, yad, yat tejaha, adityagatam tejaha. That consciousness obtaining in the sun alone, akhilam jagat bhasayate. Illumines this entire universe. It is that light of the reality, effulgence of the reality, obtaining in the sun, illumines, obtaining in the sun, illumines this entire universe. Kshetram kshetri tatha kritsnam prakashayati bharata. And kshetri. Kshetri means what? Kshetri means the abstract consciousness obtaining in every physic, every body is kshetri. Body is kshetram. Kshetri kshetram kritsam kshetram prakashayati. So the illuminator consciousness, the self-effulgent consciousness illumines the entire physical body, entire kshetram. Body mentions complex. Kshetri kshetra, kritsam kshetram prakashayati, the entire body. The kshetri, the consciousness, prakashayati illumines the kshetram. So kshetri is the atma. Atma illumines the entire body. Because body has no life of its own. Atma lends life to the physical body, being manifest there through the in the subtle. Iticha Gitasu. Gitasu, in the verses of Bhagavad Gita also, the same Shruti revealed fact is reproduced. Shruti revealed fact is reproduced in the verses of Bhagavad Gita also. Then again he remembers another Kathopanishad mantra. Katha kecha. Again another Katha kecha. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam. Nityana, nityo nityanam means sometimes nityo anityanam actually. So that which obtains as the timeless truth, the timeless truth of all time-bound material things. Chetanaha chetananam, the conscious being of all the conscious things. The conscious being of all the conscious things. And the timeless truth of all time-bound material things is the Atma, the consciousness. Iti Shrotradiyeva. Shrotradiyeva. Sarvasya Atma Bhutam Chetanam Iti Prasiddham. See what he says. The Shrotradiyeva Sarvasya Atma Bhutam Chetanam Iti Prasiddham. It is well known. See, well known means what now? There is already a very strong wrong understanding. It's a general understanding. It's well known understanding, general understanding, which is wrong understanding. It is the understanding the entire, you know, humanity has. What is that? Shrotradyeva sarvasya sarvasya atmabhutam chetanam iti. So, everyone thinks the what is that ordinary wrong understanding, wrong notion that the ear etc. Shrotradyeva ear etc. Constitute, ear etc. constitute the self, conscious self. Shrotradyeva sarvasya atmabhutam chetanam iti prasiddham. This is there, this wrong notion, which is very common notion of all entire humanity. I'm adding the word. On the part of all the people, that ear etc. constitute the self of all. See, all the subtle aspects, such as hearing power etc., constitute the self of all. And all those subtle aspects are conscious. Chetanam. Sarvasya Atma Bhutam. Chetanam, all the subtle powers are conscious, and all these conscious subtle powers constitute the self. This is what is the general notion entertained by entire humanity, which is very well known. But it's a wrong notion. Shrotradyeva sarvasya atmabhutam chetanam iti prasiddham. And tadu iha nivartyate. Is it clear now? The wrong notion, the wrong understanding, the common human universal wrong notion is removed, eliminated here. Nivartyate. That wrong notion becomes corrected here, removed here. Tad iha nivartyate. How? Asti kimapi. There is certainly something. There is something. Vidvat buddhigamyam. Knowable, understood, which can be understood in the intellect of the wise people. There's something which can be understood by or in the intellect of the wise people. Vidvat buddhigamyam. Why intellect of the wise, intellect of the intelligent people? Vidvat buddhigamyam. There's something and which can be arrived at, which can be recognized in the buddhi by the wise people. The kimapi asti, there is certainly something which can be understood in the intellect by the wise people. Vidvat buddhigamyam, vidvat bihi buddhyagamyam. Understood through the mind, understood in the mind, understand? Understood in the intellect by wise people. As what? Sarvantaratamam. And that's something. The kimapi asti, kimatat, sarvantaratamam. See, sarvantara means inner. Sarvantaratamam, innermost essence. There's something, the innermost essence, which can be arrived at in the intellect of device, intellect by the wise people. And which is kutastham. Kutastham means what? Changeless, immutable, ajam, unborn, ajaram, undecaying, undecaying, which is free from old age. Amritam, immortal. Abhayam, fearless. So there is something other than the subtle powers, which is obtaining as the innermost essence, which can be recognized, which can be arrived at in the intellect of the wise people, by the wise people, and which is actually immutable. That innermost essence is kotastham, ajam, ajaram, amrutam, abhayam. Immutable, changeless, you can say. Ajam, unborn. Ajaram, undecaying. Amrutam, immortal. Abhayam, fearless. Shrotradehe api shrotradi. Which alone is ear, etc., ear of the ear, etc. Shrotradehe api shrotradi. Which alone is said to be the ear of the ear, etc. Ear, etc., of even the ear, etc. Okay. Tat samarthya nimittam, here is the source. It is this immortal, unborn, the fearless consciousness alone is what now? Tat samarthya nimittam. Cause are the source of the power of their capability. The source of the power, the capacity, the source of their capability, the source of the power of capability. Iti prativachanam, thus shabdartha ప్రతివచనం శబ్దార్థ ఉపపద్యతే ఏవ. ఇతి తస్ ప్రతివచనం ద రిప్లై శబ్దార్థ చ the significant meaning of the word shabdartha, this unique meaning of the word, significant meaning of the word, or upapadyate eva is quite appropriate. So the reply is quite appropriate and the significant meaning of the word is also quite appropriate. Upapadyate is singular verb. So I should not say are. Therefore I am saying is. Okay? Prativachanam upapadyate eva. Shabdartah cha upapadyate eva. Therefore this, thus the reply is appropriate and this unique significant meaning of the word, each word, sotrasya shrotram, manaso manaha, also this expression, also the significant meaning of the expression also is appropriate. Tatha మనసః అంతఃకరణస్య మనః. తథా మనసః అంతఃకరణస్య మనః. మనసః ఇస్ ఈక్వల్ టు అంతఃకరణస్య. మనసః మనః మీన్స్ అంతఃకరణస్య మనః. తథా మీన్స్ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే. దిస్ హౌ యు హావ్ టు టేక్. వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ నౌ? దెర్ ఈస్ సంథింగ్ బిహైండ్ ది మైండ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద సంథింగ్ బిహైండ్ ది మైండ్ విచ్ ఈస్ nothing but the consciousness, which is the, because of which the mind functions as function. Therefore, it is this Atma, Atma Chaitanyam, is what? Is the mind of the mind. Now he says, Nahi Antahkaranam Antarena Chaitanya Jyotisha Jyotishaha దీధితిం. బ్యూటిఫుల్ సెంటెన్స్ హియర్. స్వవిషయ సంకల్ప అధ్యవసాయాది సమర్థం స్యాత్. నో హి ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ హౌ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఈస్ ది ట్రూత్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ విచ్ మైండ్ ఫంక్షన్స్. సో హీ సేస్ హియర్ చైతన్య జ్యోతిష అంతరేణ. Without the light of consciousness, without the radiance, effulgence of consciousness, without the light of consciousness, Chaitanya Jyotishaha Antarena, Antahkaranam, the mind, Swa Vishaya Sankalpa Adhyavasayadi Samartham Nasyat. Mind cannot be, or the mind will not be capable. Antahkaranam samartham nasyat. Antahkaranam samartham nasyat. Mind will not be capable of what? Swa vishaya sankalpa adhyavasayadi. Mind will not be capable of performing its own functions. Mind will not be capable of performing its own functions such as thinking, determining or deciding of its own objects. స్వ విషయ సంకల్ప స్వ విషయ అధ్యవసాయాది సమర్థం న స్యాత్. அந்தக்கணம் ஸ்வவிஷய சங்கல்ப அத்தியவசாயாதி சமர்த்தம் நஸ்யாத். அந்தக்கணம் வில் நாட் பி கேப்பபிள் ஆஃப் பர்ஃபார்மிங் இட்ஸ் ஓன் ஃபங்க்ஷன்ஸ் சச் அஸ் திங்கிங், டிசைடிங், டிட்டர்மினிங் எக்ஸெட்ரா வித்தவுட் தி பிளஸ்ஸிங் ஆஃப் தி லைட் ஆஃப் கான்சியஸ்னஸ். Now he says, having said that, tasman manasopi manaha iti. Tasman manasopi manaha iti. Manasopi manaha. Therefore, this atma alone is said to be what? Manasaha api manaha. This consciousness alone is said to be the mind of the mind. So here, chaitanya jyotishaha is equal to what? Dhitihi jyotish means the same. Dhiti means radiant splendor, power, light, brightness. So chaitanya jyotishaha dhitim antarena. Without the ray, means a diditi ray also, without the light or effulgence or ray of, without the ray of light of consciousness, didhitihi means ray. Well, just take it as ray because all the jyotish is there. Chaitanya jyotishaha didhitim antarena. Antarena means vina. Vina can go only with the third case or second case or fourth case. Therefore, chaitanya jyotishaha didhitim antarena. Without the ray of light of consciousness, the antahkaranam, the mind, will not be capable of performing its functions, such as thinking of its own object, deciding, determining, etc. There tasmat manasaha api manaha. Therefore, atma alone is said to be mind of the mind. Iha buddhi manasi ekikritya nirdeshaha manasaha iti. So, Bhagavad Pada makes it very clear. Buddhihi and manaha. These two are not taken separately here. Buddhi manasi ekikritya. So having taken intellect and mind as one. There's mention of mind. Having taken the intellect and the mind. Buddhihi cha manaha cha buddhimanasi. Dual expression. Buddhihi cha manaha cha buddhimanasi. Buddhimanasi ekikritya. Here in this context, having taken intellect and mind as one, nirdeshaha. Here is the mention of the mind. Here, there is a mention of the mind, having taken mind intellect as one. Is it clear? Yeah. Now we have to see, yadvachoha vacham. Yadvachoha vacham. No, yad shabda. Yad shabda. I'm going to stop here, don't worry. Stop in a minute. Yad shabdaha, yad shabdaha. The word yat. Yat shabdaha means what? The word yat. Yat shabdaha, if you break it, yat, yad shabdaha. Okay? And what is the meaning of the word yat here? Yad shabdaha, the word yat, is used yasmad arthe. In the meaning of yasmat, the word yat is used in the meaning of, in the sense of yasmat. Yasmat means what? Yataha. Yataha means what? Because. Therefore, the word yat is used in the meaning of, in the sense of yasmat, meaning because. Shrotradibhi sarvaihi sambadhyate. Okay. This we'll see tomorrow. Okay. Shrotradibhi sarvaihi sambadhyate. Means what? The same thing is applicable to the ear and the rest of subtle aspects. Sarvaihi sambadhyate. It's applicable to the ear and all the rest of the subtle aspects. What is applicable here? We'll see tomorrow. It's all right. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.